Okay, so real quick, I'm gonna get this video real quick before I run out. I wanted to make this video about, I was gonna originally title this video, Feminism would come to an end if men did this, right? But I think if I had put feminism in the title, it probably would have got flagged or something like that. So that's why I stay away from hot words like feminism and generalizing all women in a title, stuff like that, because that's what'll get you like flagged, taken out. That's what happened with Donovan Sharp main channel. And I left a comment on his channel when he made that whole story of saying like why older women are fucked up, and he had this music track playing. Like, it was a great video, but he generalized all women in a title, and that's exactly what happened. He got taken down like maybe like 2 or 3 days later. So that's why I stay away from saying using like an overall generalizing term in the title, because dumb motherfuckers don't know how to tell the difference between the two. But anyway, so this is so I titled this video, Our Goals Are Not the Same. Now, with that being said, going back to the original name of the title, my thing was this, man. See, feminism would come to an end relatively considerably quickly in relation to how long it took to get it, up to this point. It would come to an end, in my opinion, if men just one, shut the fuck up about feminism, like don't say anything else about it, and just don't acknowledge it. Because like I said, women are like children. All they want, women are like children and dogs. A woman is like the equivalent of dealing with a child mixed with a German Shepherd. They just want attention and reaction. You see, like, it doesn't matter what the fuck it's in, as long as they just get it. It doesn't matter if it's actually beneficial to their situation. If it's, see, the reality of when you deal with a woman, you have to always remember this. Good attention is good attention, and bad attention is good attention for women. You see, because they want that acknowledgement. There are a woman's entire mentality is living off of validation and acknowledgement in the world. That's it. Like, they don't have a truly independent part of them, unless they've just been shunned out for whatever reason. But they don't have like an independent mindset. So one, how feminism will come to an end if men just shut the fuck up about feminism. Because see, when men finally shut the fuck up about feminism and just start doing their own thing, well, see, that will tell the woman. Like when I say women are like half dogs, this will tell the dog part of her brain, like, oh, well, I'm not getting attention for this, so this must be bad, or it must not be favorable, so I'll stop doing it. You see, just like a dog, like if a dog keeps doing something, like if a dog does something good, you give it a treat. But if it does something bad, in a good case scenario, you just ignore it, or you don't give it a treat, you don't acknowledge it, you don't pet it, nothing. And that way it knows, oh yeah, this is fucked up. I better not do that. It wouldn't be of great benefit for me to do this. This is why I say, like, dealing with a woman is like dealing with a 4-year-old child blended with a German Shepherd. This is how, like, see, and the mistake most men make is that we always want to like put them, we always want to bring them to equal eye level with us. And it just, it very rarely works out well when you do that. Very rarely. I'd say it probably works out better if you had like a legit wife and you had kids with a wife. Maybe in that scenario, and you both acknowledge you had different roles, but if you're like trying to be equal in it, women are not built to be equal to men, 100% equal. They fucking despise it. But anyway, back to the original topic. One, if men will shut the fuck up about feminism, and two, if men collectively stop being so fucking thirsty for girls, because like I said, it's all about attention. Everything they do is about attention. Now, see. And there's di like with everything, there's different types of females. Some females, they're the feminists who are completely fucking ugly and fucked up. And there's some feminists who are not like the worst looking women, but they're usually, yeah, you can usually say with a clear conscience that sexy women aren't feminists. All right, it's just, I mean, you could just do the math based off of that, why that is, you see. But see, my another situation that I keep coming across, because I work closely with like professional women. And it's the same fucking story, man. And then, like, see, feminists, in my opinion, like a lot of modern feminists are just women who have failed at being women. So what they did was, in spite of, like, this is what women do habitually throughout history. They get envious and jealous of younger, better women. So they try to, they'll do whatever manipulation to them that they can to fuck them up like they're fucked up. And that's what I think feminism was. Feminism gave women all the tools to be fucked up as women. That's exactly what it did. But they tried to disguise it as, oh, well, they don't like you. They don't want you to earn money and blah, blah. Bitch, you ain't applying for the same jobs. Like, but see, this is the shit that women have always done this. When they see something, that if they see anybody with anything better than them, they will try to fucking destroy it. See, that's why with female rappers, I think somebody brought this up in some video or something, how, see, male rappers, there's always tons of male rappers. But see, female rappers, like, it's always like, this one has to be the best one, and all the other ones are dumb bitches, and you're not good. So that's why there's always, like, you know, less than three female rappers. One, because a lot of women just can't rap. But then for the ones who can, like, they can't coexist with each other. It's just that woman nature. Now, to go on about where I was headed with this, a common situation that I'm running across more and more and more common is women are just completely dumbfounded because they claim to have bought their own house. They claim to have gotten all the education. They claim to have bought their own car. They claim they bought their own furniture. They pay their own bills. They're in shape. They're nice. They're pretty. They do their makeup well. And they excel in their career. Why can't I find a man? It's so funny. It is so funny. Like, it's funny because, like, see, this is what the envious feminist has been. In that envious woman, we'll just call her a feminist because that's what it is. those women did that to them. Because see, women are initially followers. Like, they follow shit. It's just what they do. I'm not bashing them. It's just, it's their name. That's why I say they're children mixed with German shepherds. Like, they have the perfect blend of the two in them. So they'll just follow whatever the fuck is going on. You see, every now and then you'll find a dog who just makes a shitty attack dog. So that dog gets, you know, adopted by a family of four in, you know, Idaho or some shit like that. It happens. But most times, see, women will use, if there's I think it was Donovan Sharp who said this. He said, and I agree 1,000%. Women do not give a fuck about religion. Women do not give a fuck about life. Women will follow whatever the loudest, strongest thing in the room is. because it's their fucking nature. And it's funny because they try to pretend that it's not their nature. So they're over there going, no, I don't. No, like a fucking child, like a four-year-old. No, I don't. No, I don't. And everybody can see you. That's exactly what you do. So back to the woman who's, you know, the self-made woman who can't find a man. Like, it's so sad because the feminists train them into becoming, pretty much, they train them to be a man, but then the woman grows up and wonders why they're not happy as a woman. You see? And then they got that whole internal fight. See, and my opinion is that's what those minor feminists were. They were just ugly, ugly, scorned older women who figured they're going to destroy all the younger women by teaching them a bunch of retarded shit and fucking them up. And if they get a pretty one, oh, even better, girl, because she would have took my man anyway. So that's even better. Get that model. Let's see if we can pay that model $500,000 and say she's feminist and come on and do a commercial for us, girl. That way she gets all those other younger ones out. See, I'm telling you, man, because, see, buying a house for a woman, buying her own house does nothing for the woman. Okay, yeah, there's a little pride that goes along with, like, yeah, you know, I bought my own house, paid for it. You know, a woman buys her own car. It really does nothing for it. It doesn't do anything for, like as soon as a man comes around and sees her in that car, like, you can see, like, that car does nothing else for her at all. As soon as a man comes around and sees it, it doesn't do, like, all that was just a substitute task until she can, you know, figure out how to keep a man around. For a woman, that's what it is. And it's really sad. See, like I say, buying a car, buying a house for a woman does nothing for a woman. I really, like, a woman paying her own bills and just, you know, a woman, like, succeeding in the life in the terms of, like, going out and hunting type shit. Like, women do not, like, they don't find pride in hunting. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't find pride in winning a chess match. They don't find pride in learning something very difficult that very few people know. They don't find pride. Now, they'll find pride. Now, they'll find value if a man did that, you know, and he found pride in it. See, that's where their pride, that's what makes them happy, is to find a man who does that and did it and took her in and then loved her and, you know, and gave her, you know, the the winnings from the hunting or the chess match or whatever the fuck. Like, see, that makes women happy. That is what I see consistently throughout the world. Is if the man stayed a man and continued to do what he did, and then kind of, you know, then just came back around his wife and, you know, gave her shit, you know, and smiled in her face and fucked her, you know, and, you know, hung out with her. And then he went back out and did what he did. That is the consistent role that I find where women are by far the most happiest. See, and because where a lot of men fuck up, like I said earlier, a lot of men, they'll end up that professional chess player or that professional hunter or that, you know, the sports star or whatever. See, they'll become that. And see, where they fuck up is they get too comfortable with her and start confusing her, like with this weird mesh of like mother slash homeboy slash bitch I can fuck. And then it brings her up to his level, and then she loses all interest in it. Because see, now his world starting to revolve around her. And that's where a lot of dudes fuck up in time. Like, just give them time with it. That's where a lot of guys will fuck up. What I've learned is this. Pretty much, like, when you start getting involved with a woman as a man, I would say do the exact opposite of what you feel like you should do. From my experience, like if you're highly susceptible to these things, maybe you have issues, maybe like, you know, your mother died or you've always been a very dependent guy or something like that, and you notice women keep leaving, do the complete opposite of what you feel like you should do. And that's usually gonna be the right thing when you're dealing with a woman. when you think like, oh my god, I should call her, I should text her, I should call her, see, like, don't do it. Whatever you feel like you are just like, or you know what? I feel like I should profess my undying love for her. Like, no. See, no, when you feel that urge, pretty much everything society taught men growing up in my generation and the younger people now is essentially the completely wrong thing to do with a woman. It's the complete wrong. Now, it works for a woman to do that with a man. It could work the other way around because, like, everybody's kind of focusing on women in these Western countries. So I'm from America. And everything's taking this turn to focus on feminine now. And it's just fucking shit up, man. Because, like I said a long time ago, see, feminism was nothing but a shit test. And men failed it. Partially because of it was a big storm. It was a storm of the minority families in America. Oh, I'm speaking on America. See, in America, first they would try to, like, they were trying to kill off minorities, long story short. That's just the concise way of putting it. It's a brutal way of saying it, but it's the reality. They were trying to kill them without, like, walking up with guns in their faces type of thing. So they would incentivize, they were trying to figure out ways to do it. And the common way to kind of do it was, and this is known throughout the world, when you separate the father from the household, the kids grow up to be pretty much shit for the 0-1 majority because they don't learn how to control themselves. Because what are mothers going to do? Mothers are going to let them do whatever they want to do as long as they just be quiet. Where a man's going to sniff out like, I don't know, that motherfucker's too quiet. What the fuck are you doing? That's what a man's going to do. So what happened was all these women were incentivized to pretty much separate the men from the families. Right. And this was in minority communities. Well, bitches being the dumb bitches they are, they started intermingling because who were the social workers back then? It was women. So they started intermingling with the lower class women, with the minority women. And they started seeing all these benefits they could have got by separating the fathers from the household. So it just spread into the majority. And then it just spread throughout the fucking country. So it's really like the country really did it to itself for real. But the perfect storm was, after years of doing that, see, now all it took was like that next push, which was that modern feminism wave. That modern feminism was just a shit. It was really a shit test. But see, that shit test came after the foundation was just totally destroyed. It would be like a shit test, like a woman like wanting a man to drop whatever he's doing at his high stress, high paying job and go pick her up from her, you know, job at McDonald's, you know. Because she had a tummy ache and she only lived like a block away from the house. See, most men would be like, get the fuck out of here. But see, like, But see, like, that man's foundation, let's say, like, his mom just died, like 2 days ago. He's fucked up. So he might be like, no, maybe I do need to go pick my bitch up. And she could have walked home. But you see, like, the foundation was fucked up. And that's what fucked up, I would say, it's fucked up the U.S. Because, see, the reality of it is, see, it's a shit test. See, she really wants you to, like I said in the last video or the video before last, see, she really wants you to tell her no. You see what I'm saying? Like, she really wants you to chip. Just like how kids do dumb shit with their parents. See, they want you to say no. Because, see, their brains don't understand it. But, see, as a man, you can pretty much diagnose what it is. See, what it is, yeah, sure, that initial thing may be a benefit to them. Let's say, like, the kid, he knows he's not supposed to spend a night over, you know, his buddy's house. But he knows you're going to say no. He's going to ask you anyway. You see, like, what's happening with a child's brain and with a woman's brain is this. Like, yeah, sure, that initial task, if the person says yes, it'll benefit them. But see, like, their primal instinct nature is really pushing that, what they figure you're going to say no to anyway. They're still going to push it because, see, they want to push you to test you to see if you still going to clap back at them and be like, what the fuck did I say last time? Just to see if you're still strong. You see, that's what it is. Like, they're really doing is they're testing you to see if you're still strong. You see, and that's what that last push of feminism was. It was pretty much like, it was pretty, okay, the last test of feminism was pretty much that teenager's last final push at trying to fight his own dad, right? When he's like 16, 17, 18, and he tries to square up with his father. It's that last push. But see, what happened was, see, in relation to feminism, see, that 16-year-old knocked the fucking father out. And after that, all order and chaos just came after that. Nobody knows what to do. Like, now the kid's mad because his daddy ain't on top of him no more. See, that's what feminism, it was that last push. See, when the father should have, okay, I don't know if you guys ever seen this movie called, I think it was Fences with Denzel Washington. His son tried that shit. And he knocked, I think he beat his son up or something like that. But I mean, I don't even know friends of mine who tried. Now, I personally never tried that with my dad. I was really an introvert, man. I was really into video games. Like, my whole thing was, can I get back to Dreamcast? And that's all I cared about. You could ask my dad. Like, I was never into, I was a little bit into clothes, but my whole thing was video games. I wasn't the aggressive type, you know, I knew a lot of guys who did do that. They did, you know, try to fight their dad or try to fight their stepdad. And of course, you know, he got their ass whooped. But there are those occasions where the kid does beat the father up. And see, where the kid does beat the father up, that's exactly where feminism is in America. You see, they beat the father up. And now the kid's just all fucked up because he has his whole hierarchy, his whole order of things and relation to what to do and who to follow and what to think. It's all just discombobulated now because the whole order went out the window because he tried it and because the feminism, or also known as the boy in the situation, because they tried it and they actually succeeded at it. And see what fucks up people a lot of times is when they succeed too early before they're ready to. Now, in relation to women, they're never really going to succeed out of that. They succeed as women, but they're not going to succeed as men, which goes back to the original, the subtopic of women buying these houses, buying cars, got their degrees, working full-time jobs, making 6-7 figures. Why aren't I happy? You see, because see, the reason you're not happy to these women is because, see, these things are what make men happy. You see, you got to find what makes you happy as a woman. You see, that job is never going to giggle in your face. You see, like a baby will. You see, that job they'll throw you a party, but you know that job really, you're just super duper replaceable. You see what I'm saying? You can't be passionate with this job. I mean, see, and that's another red flag of women who fell into that feminist trap is, I just want to find my passion. You see, and they're honest about it. You see, but see, bitches are so stupid. You see, they're trying, see, what that is they don't want to sit up and say, I was wrong, I don't like this feminism shit. So what they're going to do instead is, like, they want passion, but they try to, like, contort it into still fitting their narrative to without having to say that they were wrong about anything. But just look at, you know, go on any online dating site, go on any, you know, we're going on any online dating site. What's it going to be filled up with? Bitches over 27 who got their own job, house, car, kids, whatever the fuck, and they wonder why they're still mad at life. Or it's the kid who beat up the father situation. Like, she tested the world, and yeah, she got initially what she wanted. She beat that confrontation, but everything after that was just horrifically fucked up. This is how you end up with bitches. Some high school, when you go on online dating, some high school, three kids, last job, a server. You see, because they tested the world too early. You see, they was probably young and cute, or they figured out they could use sex, so they got that initial win. See, this is how, like I say, women are like children and dogs. They only see 15 minutes in front of their face. They can't see, you know. This is why women historically do not do well in chess. You see, they don't do well in anything that takes tactical, strategic, long-term thinking, other than try to find a really rich man to take care of me. That's the only field where they genuinely put thought into it. That's going to be if they even do that. A lot of them are too dumb to even figure that out. But if they do, like, that's the only, like, there's an app, I think it's called, like, Baller Alert, where, like gold digging whores, it's this app where, let's say, like, it's like a popular club and basketball players coming. The club will send out on the app a Baller Alert app on their phone alarm to say, oh, you know, Jerry Stackhouse is going to be at Club Toto's tomorrow. And see all the bitches dress up, put their heels on, you see, and to try to get that man to take care of them. Like, it, man, it's so fucking fun. Like, see, like, women's, the reality of women's nature is, so, once you know what it is, it's so funny. Like, it's really funny to the point where, like, you just can't even laugh anymore. See, now I get why when I was younger, I would see, like, older men in movies dealing with bitches, and they was always, like, whenever a bitch come in a room, he'd just be, like, you know what I'm saying? He can't even formulate a smile anymore when the bitch is in the room. Because every man who knows women and knows women nature, he has, okay, let's say if a man's brain is, like, here, he has to, like, come down to pretty much the dumbest thing that he could do in a situation, and then go about three steps lower. And then that's generally the mentality of a woman's brain. You see what I'm saying? Like that's honestly how I look at it. Like, whenever I want to think as a woman, and see, and this is why I say, like, I can just say shit like this, and it makes sense. Because, like, I put myself in a woman's mentality. Like, and to put myself in a woman's mentality, I think of the dumbest shit I could possibly do in a situation, and then I deduce it by about two or three steps. And that's usually the median of women's thought potential, thinking potential. Like I said, it's not hard to figure out their nature. Just think as a child mixed with a dog. And I think the hardest part is to bypass them being pretty and beautiful, because they are. The hardest part is to mentally bypass that. And then also, what worked for me, and this is kind of weird, what worked for me was this. I would always kind of be held hostage. In my beta days, I would hold myself hostage of doing anything I wanted in hopes that I can get more pussy. You see what I'm saying? I would always kind of hold on to everything I was hesitating with, it was my own beta way of saying to myself, be careful. If you do too much, you may not be able to get pussy out of her, type of shit. You see, and that was really just the beta side of me talking. So another part that I would say is, don't hold yourself hostage in hopes of getting pussy. Like, say what the fuck you want to say. Because I said this in a video a long time ago. No matter what you do, as long as you do it and believe in it and own it, like, somebody's always going to love you and somebody's always going to hate you. It's just the reality of it. Because, I mean, and let's even touch on a brutal topic. Let's say with, like, sex abusers, child molesters, guys who molest children, shit like that. See, even in, like, the most brutal forms of it, those guys are never at a lack of pussy. Never. I have very rarely seen, like, a legit dude. I'm going to, like, the extreme of it. Like, because the dude did what he wanted to do. He owned it. They can always find a bitch that's trying to fuck them. Always. You see, and it's not because he's a sex abuser and he molests children. It's because, see, like I said, so you got to understand, like, this is, like, a woman's mentality. See, she's not liking him because he's a child abuser, or he's a sports star, or because he's like a public speaker or some shit. See, women will like a man because he found what he does, and he does it because he wants to do it. You see, that's why they'll like men. See, it's not because they are a lawyer. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you do have gold digger shit like that, or some girls genuinely do just like God because he's a lawyer. But at the core of it, if you keep diving deep down a woman's brain, it's not because he's a race car driver. It's not because he's an executive. It's not because it's because it appears to the woman that this man found what he wanted to do, and he did what he wanted to do. See, and that, and I'm going on long now, but see, that's the correlation that bad boys have with like, okay, like your stereotypical bad boy, the guy who's, you know, he's dirty, his clothes are too big, probably low quality, you know, he talks with a slang accent, though, you know, he talks like that, and bitches fucking. You see, it's not because of what he appears to be like that. See, this is what I said in a video a long time ago. Bad boys, bad boys is not just a guy who has felonies and blah, blah, blah. That's a symptom of what a bad boy actually is to a woman. See, to a woman, a bad boy is a guy who finds what he does it, and believes in it, and keeps doing it. You see, that is what a bad, so the bad boy can be a fuck. I mean, it can really be any guy, just as long as he looks like this is like as long as he carries himself and he has that energy of, this is what I want to do. This is just what I do. And you can like it, you cannot like it. This is me, and this is what I do. That is a definition of a bad boy. Now, there's a whole lot more accessible bad boys who don't have shit, who are like the stereotypical thugs, you know, stuff like that, because it's easier to point them out a lot of times. And they're just more available. But see, like, when I, like, but no, like, okay. Anybody can be a bad boy. It doesn't matter your walk of life, what your language, any of that. Anybody can be a bad boy in that regard. You could be a preppy bad boy. You could be, you know, because then you go to Harvard or wherever the fuck, and you can find guys with in polo shirts and all that. But see how they carry themselves. Like, that's a bad boy right there. He's a bad boy, you know. But he can, you know, only the lowest thing he'll wear is Lacoste shoes and, you know, shit like that. But you can see, like, it doesn't have anything to do with money or, you know, any of that. But yeah, I'm out of here because I got to go. And I spent way too long talking.